everybody. I want to start out by talking about a small anecdote that's found in Chofetz Chaim al Torah. Chofetz Chaim, when he was speaking about the importance of supporting Torah, certainly learning Torah, so he asked the following question. He asked that why was it that the Saros Shel Esav, which of course is the Yetzer Hara, is the the symbol of the Malach in Shemayim of Esav, why didn't he start up with Avram and why didn't he start up with Yitzchak? Why did he wait until Yaakov? Now, I don't think the answer is that the Saros Shel Esav didn't exist beforehand, because he certainly existed before, even though Esav wasn't born. It's just, obviously, he's called the Saros Shel Esav, but he could have been a different Tsar. He could have been called something else, and he could have easily fought with Avram or with Yitzchak. But he decided to start with Yaakov. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, because Avram, of course, represents Chesed, and Yitzchak represents Avodah, and Yaakov represents Torah. And the reality is, says the Chofetz Chaim, these are the holy words of the Chofetz Chaim, that the Saros Shel Esav, the Yetzer Hara, can deal with Chesed. You're a nice guy, you do Chesed well, you're nice to people, that's beautiful, that's very nice. Or you daven well, beautiful, that's very nice. But there's one thing that the Saros Shel Esav can't handle, and that's Limud HaTorah. And the truth of the matter is, you see it with Antiochus also, with the Gzeris against the Jewish people in Hanukkah. Everybody knows, even the non-Jew knows, that what defines us, what gives us our power, is Torah. It could be that they know the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if Torah learning would cease to exist, the world would cease to exist. They know that the only thing that keeps the world going, that really keeps the Jewish people going, is Limud HaTorah. And that's also why the Gemara tells us, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Yetzirah is created, and the Yetzirah was created on purpose, and the antidote, the way to rectify, the way to deal with the Yetzirah is only with Torah. It doesn't say that when the Yetzirah starts up with you, go daven. It doesn't say that when the Yetzirah starts up with you, go do chesed. The Gemara tells us that the only way to fight with the Yetzirah is Limud HaTorah, because that's our secret to our existence. And I think there's no greater message to give over now we're in yeshiva, and this is when you're really cultivating your relationship with Limud HaTorah, and you have to realize that Chesed is huge. And we know, of course, there are three pillars in the world. The Mishnah of us tells us, right, that the world is built on three pillars: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Now, it happens to be interesting that Torah comes first in that order. But I think it's not. I just thought about it now. I don't think that's by accident. A person has to know that his defining character trait of a Jew is Limud HaTorah. And that's dafka why the Saros Shel Esav started up with Yaakov Avinu, and now with Avram Yitzchak. And it goes for all life. You can be a Baal Chesed, it's beautiful. You can be somebody who has tremendous in tefillah. But in the end of the day, and I was actually talking to a few alumni this past week, so I asked them what their learning's like. Actually, one guy told me, I couldn't believe this, his night seder is Kodshim Bi'iyun. Okay, if you want, I'll give you more details afterwards. I was like, wow, how can you do that? After a long day of work, you sit there and you learn Tamura, you learn Kodshim Bi'iyun. Obviously, he understands that the way to really develop as a Jew and to stay connected is through Limud HaTorah. So again, Echad, and I'll just quote another Mishnah of us. The Mishnah of us says, Echad Amarbe, Echad Amavet, Uvav Shechav Nivul L'Shamayim. Whether you do a lot or a little bit, as long as it is L'Shem Shemayim, so then it's good. So a person in life, obviously here you got to take, here you have no choice. There's not much else you should be doing besides Limud HaTorah. But of course, in life, in general, I was talking to another student who told me, you know, his studies are take up too much of his time. But in the end of the day, he's got to spend time learning. That's the secret to our power. And a person has to know, no matter how much time he has later on in life, Torah has to be an automatic. It has to be a non-negotiable thing that has to be part of him. And you see, and obviously, Antiochus knew this. The Yetzer Hara knows it. And certainly the Saros Shel Esav knows that what we need is Limud HaTorah, continued Limud HaTorah. That's number one. Oh, maybe this is also connected. I think this is connected. I'm not sure what this is, sort of connected to the next thing I'm going to say, but we'll connect everything. The Medrash tells us, very interestingly enough, that it's in Pasuk from Yeshayahu, which is talking about La'asad Lavo, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be exalted alone. He'll be alone. Ma'a Kodesh Baruch Hu alone. Af Yaakov v'yivasa Yaakov levado. So too, Yaakov was left alone. Now, this seems to say that being alone is a mila, right? If we're comparing Hashem being alone la asad lavo, and we're saying that that's compared to Yaakov being alone by Yivasa Yaakov Lavado, it sounds like it's a mila. So what could that mila be? So if nothing to you, Zatzal says that, you know, it's in a piece about him loving Garte, Vitargit Mitzvah Shemarti. In the end of the day, a person oftentimes is going to be alone. He's going to be going against the tide. It's going to be challenging. So the mila of Yaakov is that even though he was alone, he was still able to overcome the Sarah Shet Esav. Even if a person is alone, he still has he has the power to dig in. A person generally thinks that he's dependent upon his surroundings. You know what? When I'm in yeshiva, when I have Rebbeim around, when I have my friends around, that's when I can succeed. But if I'm alone, I can't. But says the Medrash, that no, it's a mila. Then Yaakov was alone, just like a Kodesh Baruch was alone. I'll just quote a few lines. Even though Yaakov was alone in the house of Lavan, he did not succumb to the influences around him. The reason why he overcame the Malach was because he built himself up. He built himself up. Can you imagine one human being, Yaakov Avinu, could stand up to a Malach? And the answer is, he became self-developed. And obviously, a lot of that development came from the time that he learned in Yeshiva Shem Veiver. It has to be. And then obviously overcoming the challenges of Lavan. The point is that a person should never say, oh, you know, I can only learn in Yeshiva. I can only be good if I'm around the good influences. No, a person has to be, Vayivasa Yaakov Levado. You have to be able to build yourself up. And obviously, just to tie that into what we said before, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavon. If a person stays connected to Limud HaTorah, person's head is in learning, so then he could overcome his challenges. But a person is not connected to Limud HaTorah, it's going to be very, very hard to overcome challenges by himself. That's basically part one. Now, I saw again. I can't get over the. I'm enjoying listening and reading the Divrei Torah from Rami Elch Biederman. He has the most unbelievable Ma'ar Mekomos, and he says the opening statement here is that it's very hard to even Chas V'Shalom judge and say anything negative about the Avos. However, just from Chazal, we see something fascinating. It says in the Pasuk, Vayir Yaakov Me'od V'Yitzerlo. Yaakov was afraid and he was distressed. What's the pshat? He's afraid or he's distressed? And how do you understand the Pasuk? Says the Das Kenin Bali Tosis, what was he afraid of? Vayir Yaakov. Yaakov was afraid that Esav has chusim. What are the two chusim that Esav had? Number one, Esav had Kibbutz Av Em for 20 years that Yaakov did not have. And number two, Esav had been living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was much beyond him, and Yaakov was living in Chutz Laretz. So he's afraid. So even though he had Avtocha from Hashem that he'll be saved, Lamaisa, he was concerned. Vayira. But Vayitzalo, what's Vayitzalo? What's the difference between being afraid and distressed? Says that's Kenny Balatosis. Meitzer Haya Al Shahaya Yorim Me'esav. He was upset at himself. He was distressed. Hold on a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me he'll take care of you. I'll guard you. I'll take care of you. Right? And yet, he's afraid. So he was afraid because of the schusim of Esav and also from Kantol TV called Chasodim. But nevertheless, he was still Vitzel. He was distressed over the fact that he wasn't completely. He was still afraid. Now, says the next pasuk, Ki yaron echoso. Oh no, I'm sorry. The Rashbam. Then the Rashbam says, "Ve'yosu Yaakov levado." Listen to this, amazing. So, "Ve'yosu Yaakov levado." Yaakov was alone. Why was he alone? So, one mahalach is, of course, he went back for the pachim ketanim. Says the Rashbam, a fascinating thing. The Rashbam says, "You know why he's alone? Because he's running away." So, not only is he afraid, he's distressed by being afraid, and he instinctively is running away. He's by himself. Second, let me just quote it to you inside the Rashbam inside. Here we go. Pasuk Chaf Hey, the Rashbam. Klomar, Shehavir, fine. Shalohi Olaver, fine. Kiluvroach derachas Shalohi Kashem Esav Niskavin. Why was Yaakov alone? He was taka running away. The Rashbam says he's running away. And then the next Pasuk says, the next thing, Vayavig Ishimo, Malchi Moshalichu Levrach. He couldn't run away. And we see from here that he was able to overcome the Malach of Esav because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him. So what do you see from here? That Yaakov, seemingly, according to the Rashbam, is getting punished Why? Because he ran away to be by himself. And not only that, we see that he doesn't leave unharmed and undamaged, right? He take up kafirach Yaakov, right? Vigam kafirecho. He hurt his leg. So how could that be, right? Well, Yaakov overcame the angel, but Lamaisa, he didn't leave without a wound. He was damaged goods. So the Melech Biderman quotes the Rival Torah. Now I couldn't seem to find it. I thought maybe it was in Das Kenny Balitosis in the back. I couldn't find the Rival. But listen to this. The Rival says, why was it that Yaakov's leg was damaged? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ushmar Ticha B'chol Asher Telech, I will guard you wherever you walk. So because Yaakov Avinu, so to speak, didn't internalize the Ushmar Ticha B'chol Asher Telech, that's why he was punished. That's why he's punished Dafka in the leg, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him. So obviously it's a trans Madrigo. Who are we to sit here and discuss Yaakov's slight distress over the fact that he was still afraid of Esav? But Lamaisa, we see from here, from the Riva and from the Rashbam, that he was alone because he was afraid that it's not ideal, and that's why he was punished. It's certainly a big lesson to us in understanding what it means to really be Potech Vashem. And Malach Biderman quoted, I'm not exactly sure what the source was, but he said that similar thing happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Shnachlam b'yata shalach, send somebody else. I'm not ro'ui to do it, even though Hashem said eke asher eke." And what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu on the way to Mitzrayim, so by not giving the bris milah to his kids, so he's also harmed. He was harmed by a malach. You see, from here you have to live life. Obviously, we try to emulate the ways of our avos, but certainly try to avoid these pitfalls and really totally trust in Hashem. Because when we have fear, it shows that there's something lacking that should cause us distress, similar to Yaakov Avinu. So, Rav Melech Biderman quoted two mashalim. One mashal is from the Beditcher Rav. The Beditcher Rav said that he would dress up as a bear and roar going around the house. And he would tell his kids, and his kids would be in fear. He said, "Well, you have nothing to be afraid of. I'm your father. I'm just dressing up. Nothing to be afraid of. So too in life. There's nothing in this world that we should be afraid of, because everything is Hashem. He's behind the scenes." And then I heard it, and I also just read it. Rav Melech Biderman said another mashal. He said it was told over by somebody who wasn't well, and there was a story about a family who was eating their meal, and a lion came to the table, and everybody freaked out. It was almost like a real-looking lion. And the little boy, didn't move. But everybody else ran away from the table. Everybody else was petrified. And they went up to the little boy, and they said, why weren't you afraid? Why you're smiling, you're chilling out, you had no fear. And everybody else ran away. Everybody else thought the lion was going to hurt them. You were totally chilled out. He said, I know that we live on the fourth floor, and the door is locked downstairs. There's no way a lion could have gotten in. It has to be our father. He's the only one with the key. And that's the pshat in life. That whenever a person is going through a challenge, no matter what it is, it could be as scary as a lion. But if a person knows that the person inside the lion costume is his father, the person inside the bear costume is his father, any challenge in life, it's not the lion, it's not the bear, it's not the challenge. It's Hashem who's dressing up as the challenge. So then you're fine. I think he was saying that this person who was very ill was saying the same thing. He's not afraid of it. He wasn't afraid of his illness, because it's not the illness. It's Hashem. Okay, obviously it takes a madriga to be able to overcome challenges. But at least understanding and recognizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is behind every challenge, that's already a madriga. And that's really what Yaakov Avinu was distressed over. And that's seemingly, according to those before Hashem, that was why he didn't leave the battle with the Sarosh Esav unscathed. Because as much as he had the guarantee of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as he had the guarantee, there was still a mashu of fear. But a person, the ideal madriga is to say, you know what? It's all Hashem. Hashem is mamish. He's there the entire time. And so just to summarize, number one, Limud HaTorah is the key to success in beating any, certainly the Yetzer Hara, and certainly for the perpetuating the Klal Yisrael, number one. Number two, a person has to develop himself alone like Yaakov. It's a maila to be able to overcome things alone. Of course, you have to be around a good tzviva, but oftentimes we're not necessarily in a good environment. We have to build ourselves up individually, and obviously the greatest way to do that is to stay connected to Torah. And number three, a person has to live life that everything that happens in life, every challenge, every situation, it's Hashem dressing up as the challenge. And he's challenging you. Oh, let me tell you one more thing. Ramaylach Biederman said this a few weeks ago. I listened to it. I heard it and it made such a roshim. He said, you know what? He said, you know what a challenge is? You know what a nisayon is? A nisayon is like a car. A nisayon is like a car? What are you talking about? A nisayon is like a car. Meaning, generally speaking, to get from point A to point B, you have to walk. But if you take a car, you get there faster. But a car is also dangerous. A car is dangerous. So a nisayon is like a car. It helps you get to the next place, and that helps you grow faster, but there's certain challenges. You know, bad things can happen in a car. I think this is an amazing mashal. Every time we have a challenge, we want to go out and have a good time, or we don't want to learn now, we want to speak Lashon Hara. Every time we have a challenge, if we overcome the challenge, we grow. We get from point A to point B, we grow as B'nai Torah, as Ovdei Hashem. But there's also a danger that we may get messed up. You know, we may have an accident in that nisayon. And that's why a nisayon is domet to a car. Happy Shabbos.